For the second time in 3 years, the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans have made it to the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge. As the Audubon Wheelers, they were the 2024 2A runner-up to Van Meter. Today, the Spartans are the top seed in 1A and will face Edgewood Colesburg on Farm Bureau Field at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex. Good morning and welcome to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Thanks for joining us here on 93.7 KKRL for our CB Sports Network coverage. Alongside Jeff Blankman, I'm Nick Brinks, 2 years removed from that championship game appearance. They're playing under a different team name this year. The Spartans have had a fantastic season, and it has culminated with a one seed at the state tournament. But now, Jeff, we know they are looking forward and looking for more than just making it to the state tournament.
Yeah, I talked with Riley Miller after their big win over Fremont Mills in that regional final just over a week ago, and I asked her, actually it was just a week ago on Monday night, I asked her, I said, you know, what's the goal up there? And she goes, Jeff, four games, four wins, and state championship. It's a championship or a bust, I think, in their mind. I hope for them, if it doesn't happen, Nick, and I think it will, but if it doesn't happen, that, you know, they can sit back after, you know, they're going to be sad for a while, but if they can sit back and realize what they've been able to accomplish and what they've been able to do again this year, they've had an incredible run. Every one of their losses coming to ranked teams, most of those in the bottom of the seventh inning on the road against teams ranked in the top five in a class size higher than them. So this is a great softball team, but as we know, you get up here, everybody's going to be really good, and everybody's going to have really good players.
And the new wrinkle this year, of course, the double elimination format. So a loss in the quarterfinal round, or the quote-unquote quarterfinal round,
yep,
first round, does not do you in. You do fall to the loser's bracket, but you can win your way back in. But you mentioned four wins. If you don't lose at all, four wins would win a state title.
Yep.
But if you lose once, you could play upwards of five, six games this week, and for somebody, if they would happen to get to Wednesday with a loss, they could play three games on Wednesday. Somebody could be in that scenario. Obviously, for Exira EHK Audubon, they just want to come out here, stack some wins,
yeah,
and not put any more stress on Coach Tom Peterson.
Yeah, and you don't want to put any more stress on Riley Miller's arm either. I'm going to wait to judge this whole double elimination until we've been through it and I can see how it plays out. I don't want to prejudge. I know in talking to several of the softball coaches that I know, including Coach Peterson, not really happy. There is not a coach that wants to play three games in a day. So Wednesday, it's unfair to any of those kids that might get stuck playing three games in one day. I hope that's one thing that the union looks at, is what it might do to that team and those kids that are having to play three games in one day. And I, to me right now, I think it's unfair, but again, waiting to judge fully until we get through this thing at least one time.
And before we continue our Mackey Motors pregame show and chat with Coach Peterson, the other flip side of that coin, if you play three games on Wednesday, you lost once and you would have been eliminated previous
right
years. So you have a chip and a chair, and you're going to have to work for it. But again, both of these teams, Exira EHK, they're the one seed, and the eight seed, the Edgewood Colesburg Vikings, they just want to win today, win tomorrow, and you're guaranteed,
yep,
that Wednesday game. And if you win Wednesday, you're 3-0, and you're on to Friday at 2:30. You lose anywhere along the line, and you might be playing multiple games down the stretch on one of these days.
And the other interesting thing, if I understand the bracket correctly, you could go undefeated Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, get to the Friday championship game. If you suffer your first loss to a team that's already got a loss in that championship game, it doesn't matter. They're the champions. Even if you had beaten them earlier in the tournament, they still get the championship over you because you lost in the championship game. So it's double elimination until Friday.
And the way they've got the bracket set up, they've got a top half and a bottom
right
half. So part
right
of that is
should,
true.
Right.
The,
yeah,
the first half of the bracket, you will not see your championship opponent before
right
Friday, the way they've got it set up. But you're right. You could be a one-loss champion by winning and beating somebody for the first time. You both have the one loss.
Yep.
Obviously, you get to championship. So when you say double elimination tournament, it's double elimination up to the championship, and then somebody
yep
may be mad, or if they can just go 4-0, they won't have to worry about any of that.
And hopefully that's what the Spartans do.
It's your Mackey Motors pregame show. The 23-4 Exira EHK Audubon Spartans finished third in the Western Iowa Conference, trailing a pair of 2A schools who actually got upset in their regional finals, Missouri Valley and Riverside, a couple top five teams in 2A, but did not make it to state. All four Spartan losses this year, as you mentioned, coming to those two schools and to Logan Magnolia, 2A schools plus, and they have gone undefeated against 1A teams. They're hoping to do that again this week. They cruised past Fremont Mills in Monday's regional final. And for Edgewood Colesburg, they're 27-10 on the year. They finished runner-up in the Tri-Rivers West Conference, trailing only sixth-ranked North Lynn. But when it mattered most, the Vikings topped North Lynn last Monday to advance to Fort Dodge, to advance here to the state tournament. We'll check out our starting lineups and much more when our Mackey Motors pregame show continues. And again, we'll chat with Exira EHK Audubon head coach Tom Peterson next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Pre-game continues here on the Mackey Motors tailgate here on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Spartan head softball coach Tom Peterson. Coach, first of all, congratulations to the trip to the state tournament here, and what a great season for you and this group of girls, 23-4, ranked number one and the number one seed headed here into the state tournament. So congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish so far.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. It's been a grind, but you know, it's something that the girls have earned. You know, it's an exciting time anytime that you can finish your season here in Fort Dodge.
What made this season special with this group of kids and what they were able to accomplish?
Well, I guess that would probably, you know, as you reflect back throughout the summer, regardless of who we were playing. You know, if we were playing teams that maybe were ahead of us in the conference, our girls, for the most part, came ready to play. They competed at a high level. You know, we didn't always come out on top, but three of our four losses, Jeff, were in the seventh inning. You know, and so that says a lot about your kids, you know, when you're playing and competing like that. So, you know, just showing a lot of grit, a lot of character, and it's something, obviously, that you're going to need up here at the state tournament.
Upsets do happen. I think a lot of people thought you'd maybe get three or four teams out of the WIC with its depth this year, especially at the top down to the state tournament, but not everybody able to kind of slide their way through, and upsets do happen come postseason time. But how much did the conference schedule and those elite teams that you had and even the ones you played outside of conference, how much do you think that prepared you for what you're going to see down here this week?
Well, you know, I think it just gives us an idea of what to expect, to be honest. You know, Jeff, the way I look at it, when you get to the state tournament, you can take the seedings or the rankings and toss them out.
Yep.
You know, like you said, upsets happen. I don't really consider it an upset. When you've got eight teams that are at the state tournament, all trying to do the same thing, you know, kids are excited for this opportunity, and, you know, there's a lot of emotion that goes into it. And so, you know, I would like to think that our conference and the teams that we've played have helped. But at the same time, you know, we've been off for a week. You know, everyone's going to be a little bit rusty probably coming in. You know, hopefully the girls can respond.
You guys, you mentioned you've been off for a week. You clinched on Monday night. I think Monday you told me you were going to give them the day off on Tuesday, because I think everybody probably needed a mental break at that point. But what was the focus and what did you see from the girls when you got back to work on Wednesday?
Excitement. You know, we did a lot of, to me at this time of year, if you're trying to put new things in, you know, you're probably scrambling. You know, a lot of the things that you're doing now is, they are things that you've been doing throughout the season. You know, you're repeating your fundamentals, your everydays, you're getting lots of cuts in. You throw some situation in. Our pitchers will do some live pitching also. And so, you know, just trying to get them ready. And you just, you got to continue to review. You know where you're going to be on bunt coverages and on certain plays that we have. So, you know, the focus is there. It's just a matter of, you know, putting things together for 90 minutes or 120 minutes.
Edward Colesberg comes in 27-10, I think 8 of 9 starters back from a year ago. With them, is it more about what you guys do and just taking care of your own business today, or what they do? How important is that to you guys?
Well, I look at what they do in the circle right away. Rachel, and I'll let you pronounce the last name for me, you know, she's almost 190 innings, 300 strikeouts. She has over 1,000 strikeouts on her career. What a special player, you know, that she obviously is, with a 1.45 ERA. You know, so that's where it starts for them. She struck out 14 in the regional final, you know, so you're going to have to try to make sure you put the ball in play. They sound very similar, Jeff, I would say, to us. They've got over 100 stolen bases. They bat 352 as a team, and then not only is she a great pitcher, you know, you look at what she's done at the plate. She leads their team in RBIs with over 50. So, you know, obviously just a very quality softball team that we're going to be going up against.
You mentioned great pitching. You have, you know, an answer to that as well with Riley Miller in the circle. She's been fantastic every year of her career with you guys as well. This almost looks like, with that pitching duo, it could be a 1-0, 2-1 type of a game. Does that change? You guys are aggressive, and I know that. Does that change, though, a little how you coach on how you try to get those runs in, especially early?
It kind of just depends on the situation, Jeff, along with the personnel. You know, I look at, you and I have talked quite a bit this year, you've got to be able to execute to move runners over. And to me, that's what it's going to come down to. I know that they like to do the same thing. They're going to bunt. If they have a girl that's at first base, they're going to try to move her over. You know, everyone calls it small ball or whatever you want to call it. But to me, that's smart coaching, to put people in scoring position, especially if you've got your batters up, that you want to be at the plate in that situation. So, you know, base running is going to be huge. Making plays defensively wise is going to be big. So, you know, it's that time of year. Like I said to you, it's quality teams going against each other every single game.
Your top four in the lineup have been very productive. Do all four of them need to kind of have a big game, or at least a productive game, for you today?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't see, very seldom do all four get that on the same night.
Yep.
You know, so it's just throughout the lineup, you know, I think that we've got girls that can do some things. It's like I said before, it's you got to have a little luck, don't you? I mean, you got to sprinkle some of that over and hope that kids can, you know, step up in certain situations. And we've had that this year. You know, we've been fortunate at times. So, you know, I think everybody's got to be ready to go. You know, you want to make sure that you're putting pressure on the defense, whether that be bunting or hitting the ball, just making sure you're putting it in the play. You know, make her work inside the circle.
Coach, one last thing, because I know you're busy. What are the keys, do you feel, today for a victory?
Biggest thing, Jeff, is just making the fundamental play. You know, defensively wise, we've just, you got to make plays. You know, just the ones that we expect you to do. And then offensively, to me, it comes down to execution. You know, I said advancing runners over. We've got to be able to bunt the ball. You're going to have to put some type of pressure, not only on, you know, their defense, but on the pitcher. So, you know, just it seems monotonous, to be honest with you, but it's kind of how it is. You know, it just repeats itself. But, you know, what an exciting time, you know, for our communities to get to experience this together.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, I tell you what, looking forward to chatting with you in the postgame here today. Best of luck. Appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Tom Peterson again with the Exire Okern Kimbleton Audubon Spartans softball team. We'll be back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate. Nick Brinks will take over coverage coming up next.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Great teams aren't built overnight. They're built through hard work, determination, teamwork, and the support of an entire community. Those are the same values they believe in every day at Darrell's Place in Hamlin, and they're proud to stand behind the Spartans as they compete at the state softball tournament. Whether you're gathering with family before the game or catching up afterward, stop in for a famous breaded pork tenderloin, a trip through the salad bar, or a slice of homemade pie. Good luck from our team at Darrell's Place. Go Spartans!
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents and keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Ottoman today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Ottoman.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Our pregame show continues thanks to Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Thanks again to Mackey Motors. They're one of our phone line sponsors today. As Jeff Blankman joins me, I'm Nick Brinks in your Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. Thanks again to Motor Inn as well, a phone sponsor today. Together, let's drive. Really, so many sponsors allow us to do what we do for you, so we thank them, and you should thank them as well. Jeff, before we take a look at our starting lineups defensively for these two teams, you see a 1-8, but I'm looking at the numbers, really offense and defense, and these two teams have a lot of similarities. Really good pitching, yep, a couple excellent batters, and throughout the lineups, just I don't think this will be an 8-1 quality game.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think this Edgewood-Coltsburg team is good. You know, you don't know the conference, but I went through their schedule. They've got really nice wins over Northland, who they beat twice, Calamus, Wheatland, Lisbon, Central City, Key, Crestwood, and Osage. All of those teams won 20 or more games. All of them contended or won their conference championship. But what stands out, you mentioned the pitching. Eagle Cedar is outstanding for Edgewood-Coltsburg, but they've got depth. I kind of like the Chloe Everett. I know her ERA is not as good, but she seems to throw more strikes. So I think they can go too deep, as can the Spartans with, of course, Riley Miller, who has been fantastic all year long. And then, of course, you've got Taryn Peterson, who can come in and throw really hard. But I want to talk a little defense. So McKenna Hafer is a really strong catcher, throws the ball well. Addie Schmelzer is an outstanding second baseman. And Eva Vasky is a very athletic third baseman. But I look at the Spartans and I look up the middle. Zoe Rasmussen, fantastic, has thrown out 8 base stealers so far this year behind the plate. Riley Miller can field her position, even if Taryn Peterson likes to give her a little bit of a hard time, you know, about not fielding her position. She fields her position really well. Then you go up the middle with Taryn Peterson at shortstop, one of the best in the business, and Anna Larson, who has grown into an outstanding center fielder. So I like the up-the-middle defense for the Spartans here today. I think whoever plays better defense in this game is going to be the team that comes out on top.
We'll take a look at your batting lineups here for both teams, and I also find it interesting. Top hitter at the top of the order, both play shortstop. Pitchers, really good at what they do, but they're probably the number two batters on the teams as well, batting in the three slots. So a batting lineup straight off the top, you see some similarities. We'll begin with your eighth seed today, the Edgewood-Coltsburg Vikings. They go by Edco, and they'll be led off by a sophomore shortstop, Faith Dugan. She's got four home runs on the year, hitting .525. Ava Hofer, the sophomore in left, she'll bat second. Rachel Eggleseeder, the senior pitcher, she'll bat third. Batting fourth, McKenna Hofer, a senior, the catcher. A couple Hofers on the line in the lineup, their sisters. Lauren Kirby, the senior first baseman, will bat fifth. Batting sixth, Addie Schmelzer, a sophomore at second base. The DP hits seventh, senior Chloe Everett. Batting eighth, Kara Knipper, the senior in right field. And sophomore rounding out the lineup, Avery Brown playing in center field and then not hitting, but playing third base freshman Eva Vasky. And for the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans, that your one seed in 1A, junior shortstop Taryn Peterson will lead things off, hitting well over 500 this year. She's got five home runs. Anna Larson, the second hitter, she is in center field. Larson bats second, batting third. The pitcher, junior Riley Miller, fantastic pitcher, really good hitter as well. Number two on the batting average, just under .450. Riley Peterson, the sophomore first baseman, bats fourth. Batting fifth, Lucy Stainerson, the sophomore third. Senior Abby Wanzer in left field, batting sixth. Brennan Nelson, eighth grader, she'll play catcher, batting seventh. Batting eighth, Jordan Mulford, the senior DP. And Brooklyn Snyder, the sophomore right fielder, rounds out the lineup in the ninth slot. Not batting, playing second base today, freshman Aubrey Nelson. So we've looked through both lineups. As we look at our pitchers today, 13, Riley Miller, 17-4. She'll make her 17th start of the year with an ERA of 1.59. On the other side, Rachel Eggleseeder, the senior for Edco, 23-7 on the year. She'll make her 30th start, a 1.45 ERA. This should be a fun one. You look at the numbers, you look at the matchup, it's an 8 versus a 1, but I think this Edco team could be really punchy. And if you're a Spartan fan expecting to roll here in a 4 or 5 inning victory, I think the Vikings are here to play. In this opening round of the 1A state tournament, again, double elimination format. You lose today, you're not out of it. You come back tomorrow with a chance to play your way back in.
Yeah, and I was talking with Tom Peterson over the weekend and talking with him late last week as well. He was concerned, but Tom's one of those guys that never looks past anybody, and that's the reason why his team doesn't. If you're a coaching staff and you take everybody seriously, your team's going to take everybody seriously, and I think that's going to be important today because, as I said, I mean, they've only won 3 in a row, Edgewood-Colesburg, but this is a good softball team. But the Spartans have rolled by some good softball teams this year as well.
Undefeated against Class 1A, that is your Exira EHK Audubon Spartans, 23-4, led by head coach Tom Peterson. Taylor Huber is the Vikings head coach of Edgewood-Colesburg. Spartans are in black uniforms, and the Vikings will be in gray tops, black bottoms, gold numbers, black pinstripes along the jersey. And we'll pause and get ready for your first pitch here in a moment. I assume we will do a national anthem here. But again, game one of four today. Perhaps maybe they will save that for later. But we'll keep chatting here as we're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. And in our post-game show later this afternoon, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Looks like they will hold the anthem for later, Jeff.
Yep.
So we are set to go here right on the dot. 81 degrees, feels a lot warmer than that. Baking noon sun right above our heads. Southeast 10-mile-per-hour wind, looking for a high of 95 today. And the heat index will probably climb into triple digits. I was here for some state coverage last year, and I think on Tuesday they added hydration breaks. I haven't heard anything if they're adding those already on day one, but today, the hottest day of the week, pretty nice temperatures and beautiful conditions the rest of the week expected.
Yeah, I don't mind this, but I know a lot of people don't like this, and especially older people, so hopefully everybody had themselves hydrated and ready to go. But like, you're right, it's warm. I walked in here this morning a little before 10 o'clock, it was raining. And I think all that did was crank the humidity up a little bit more. Luckily, there's not really any chances for any more rain or good chances throughout the rest of the day, so we should be fine here. Just hope that the internet holds up and the power sources hold up, folks. I'm just going to be honest with everybody. Got here at 10 o'clock this morning. They had no power at the softball facility. They were literally trying to wire in an outlet to be able to get us some power. We had to help them run extension cords. They had no tables and no chairs. When we plugged in, as we were putting the chairs together, the power source tripped because there's seven radio stations here, and everybody's plugged into one little power source, so we blew the breaker. We ended up having to trip that. So hopefully we don't have any more issues.
And the right field scoreboard still had ladders out on it,
yes.
And they were working on it. They had one of the, I think it was the strike number on the scoreboard. The screen was pulled out. They were working on some wiring behind it. Nothing like the first day of the state tournament on some newly renovated fields. And
first game ever on this field.
I was going to say, the concept is cool. Every class has its own field. Classes 3A and 4A, they get the fields that have been used for years, and then these are some of the consolation fields, a couple of these, I think. But, yeah, we're ready to go. We're the first ones to break it in. Concrete still looks new. Don't sink in. Hopefully it's dry. No guarantee that wasn't poured yesterday.
Somebody told me that they finished up the fields like Friday or something like that, like they got the last of the stuff done and kind of ready. I joked with, they were still trying to get things ready when I pulled in at 10 o'clock this morning. So
they had a ribbon cutting here at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex the other day, and
did they?
They did. Clearly not everything was 100%. They still had some finishing touches. But, we are ready to go here on 93.7 KKRL. I'm Nick Brinks along with Jeff Blankman. Thanks to our phone sponsor today, Mackie Motors. And we're ready. From the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. We're going to get this one started just a few minutes after 12 o'clock. Game one of four today, and if you win this first matchup, you will move on to 12:45 tomorrow. You'll face the winner of Southeast Warren and West Monona. That's the 4-5 matchup. Loser goes to 10:30 tomorrow morning, playing the loser of that West Monona-Southeast Warren. Again, first pitch on its way upstairs, and ball one from Riley Miller. On your first pitch, sent across the plate right at 12:03. Again, double elimination tournament until the championship, fouled away, strike one. A loss today doesn't derail your state tournament hopes. You're still alive. You come back no matter what tomorrow with a chance at the title, but it's a lot easier if you can just go undefeated till that championship game and a little less wear and tear on the body along the way.
I like how Riley Miller working quickly right now.
A 1-1 pitch on the low side, counting out a 2-1. Riley Miller and her Spartan teammates in the black uniform, Spartans and the numbers in white on the chest. And Riley Miller fires into 2-1, and that is just upstairs, the 3-1 from Miller, a 1.59 ERA this year and just over 114 innings pitched.
And, Nick, it'll be interesting if that high strike eventually comes in. She likes to work up top. If they take that away, that hurts her.
3-1 ground ball to third. Lucy Stanerson's throw to first is in time to Briley Peterson. A couple sophomores combining to put Faith Dugan back in the dugout. The sophomore shortstop, their leading hitter, sent packing with that 5.20 batting average, and she'll have to wait for her first state tournament hit of the week. Sophomore left fielder Ava Hofer now, one of a couple Hofers. A pair of sisters in the roster, in the lineup for Edco, Edgewood Colesburg, and Exira EHK Audubon underway here in this 1A first round matchup. And the first pitch swung strike for Hofer.
And Lucy Stanerson has done a really nice job developing into a very good defensive third baseman.
0-1 fouled away. Down is 0-2. Again, temps in the low 80s. Would not be surprised by the time this one wraps up if we're pushing 90 and that high of 95 later. This afternoon.
The feels like it's got to be a lot higher than 90 right now.
It sure does. There's a check swing, but did she go? They did. They say she did. So Ava Hofer goes down with a strikeout, and Miller has retired the first two Vikings. And Rachel Eggleseder, the senior pitcher, what a story she has been this season. She was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma back in November. Battled through chemo and completed that right before the softball season officially started. She's got a clean bill of health right now, and she's been one of the top pitchers in Class 1A, and she's been a really good hitter as well in the three slot for the Vikings.
Yeah, really makes the pitchers work most of the time.
Here's a foul ball to that fence past the first base dugout where the Vikings are hanging out today. Again, their head coach, Taylor Huber. They finished second in the Tri-Rivers West, the only team to beat them in the conference standings. North Lynn, they ended up knocking them out in the regional final. One ball, one strike to Rachel Eggleseder, the senior hitting 459, and she lines a foul into the fence. And she'll come back for another one.
Miller really working the inside part of the plate right now. Feels like that's where her strength's at, so she's really trying to jam these hitters.
three of their seven team home runs this year. Pitch on the upstairs portion, 2-2 the count. So three homers for her, 51 hits, 9 runs, 52 RBIs. And she does have a dozen doubles on the year as well. And Eggleseeder will come up with 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Miller looking to retire the first three. Check swing down low, full count on the ball.
And she didn't get that rise ball. She loves to go with the two-strike rise ball. That's why I mentioned if they're not giving her the pitch up in the zone, she's going to have to go to that curveball on the corners, which she's effective with.
The full count, the payoff, fouled away. Eggleseeder will remain in it here as our phone line is brought to you by Motor Inn, as is our Motor Inn broadcast booth. Together, let's drive. I'm Nick Brinks with Jeff Blankman in the top of the first inning here in Fort Dodge. Fenway Field, sponsored by Iowa Farm Bureau for the tournament. And Miller has retired the first couple batters, including a strikeout. Payoff pitch, a looking strike three. And the Spartans make easy work of the Vikings in the top of the first. And we will see Peterson bat for the Spartans when we return. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Every athlete knows success starts long before game day. It takes dedication and a team you can count on. At Audubon County Memorial Hospital, we're proud to care for student athletes, families, and our communities with primary care, emergency services, rehabilitation therapy, imaging, lab services, and specialty clinics. As the Spartans compete at the state softball tournament, we're cheering on every player, coach, family, and fan. Best of luck at state from all of us at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Go Spartans!
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
We return to the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex at Farm Bureau Field, home of the Class 1A State Tournament. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, all of our championship games will be over on one of the main fields. But to get to the championship, you've got to get through this new double elimination format, and junior shortstop Taryn Peterson will get to face Rachel Eggleseeder, the senior, for the first time. And this first pitch is off her thigh, and she's excited to take a base on the first pitch.
Yeah, and Taryn is an absolutely dangerous base dealer, one of the best in the business. I would not be shocked to see her take off right away, even though McKenna Hafer throws the ball well. I think you're going to see Taryn Peterson try to steal 44 steals coming into today.
And she's only been picked off once.
Yep.
Anna Larson, the senior center fielder, will get the second pitch of the game from Eggleseeder.
And Anna's a great bunter.
Larson will show bunt, pulls back, off to second. Peterson slides in, throw was a little to the right, and they will not get the throw down. Faith Dugan covering from shortstop, and Peterson quickly picks up a steal, as you mentioned, was very possible.
And they're going to try and bunt her to third, but as easily as she made that, I'd almost try and steal her to third without sacrificing Larson, who can swing the bat really well.
0-1 count to Larson, a 4.31 hitter, 31 hits, 28 runs, 25 RBIs this year. She'll show bunt, and that's fouled off this brand new fence behind home plate. How new is this fence? They were checking to make sure softballs couldn't fit between the netting and the backstop.
Yep.
When we were setting up equipment.
We're sitting here going through our lineups, and these guys are walking through going, yeah, you don't think a ball's going to fit through there. They were talking to each other, and they were literally checking to make sure we were safe sitting where we're at.
0-2 count on the high side. First ball for Larson, again with Peterson at second with the hit by pitch and a steal here in the early going. Eggleseeder making her 30th start of the season, a 1.45 ERA, and she's pitched over 187 innings this year, striking out 297, only walking 27. That's about a 10-to-1 ratio. And a swinging strike three for Anna Larson. Both pitchers get a strikeout, at least one here in the opening inning. Bottom of the first, no score. A lead runner at second for the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans.
So we saw how good of a pitcher Eggleseeder is there, because Anna Larson's a very good bunter. She bunted it foul, and then with two strikes, she came right up there and got her on the rise ball to strike her out.
Now Riley Miller, the junior pitcher. We've talked about her pitching numbers, and she'll swing for a strike. 31 hits, 31 runs, 34 RBI. She's got one of the Spartans' 11 homers on the year, hitting 449 for the season, and she's got a nice maroon streak in her ponytail.
And that home run was big. They were down to Logan in the bottom of the first, and she hit the home run that exploded that offense. But right now, she's behind Eggleseeder.
A couple swings for Miller and a couple strikes with Peterson at second with the steal. And Miller batting a couple
smart decisions. She just backed up in the batter's box, Nick. That gives her a little bit more time to be able to read the pitch.
And Miller has only struck out twice this year, hoping to avoid a third. She'll knock this one, a little blooper to center field. It'll score Peterson from second. RBI single, and she'll pick up an extra base as they overthrow the pitcher.
Heads up play that time by Riley Miller, reading that when you knew Taryn Peterson was going to score and score with no problem. She was watching that throw, and as soon as that throw went over second base, she knew she could advance. So now you've got another runner in scoring position where I think we're going to get Maya King to come in and run for.
Riley Peterson, the sophomore first baseman, is about to bat, and you are correct. Here comes a courtesy runner in for Miller, and it'll be King, who's been used as one of their main courtesy runners this season. And she scored 11 times this season, running a lot for Miller.
And what a piece of hitting by Riley Miller. Slid back in the batter's box to give her a little bit more time. Took an inside fastball off of the fist, as she's done all year. Came up clutch with a runner in scoring position to drive in the first run.
Now Briley Peterson, a 356 hitter, runner at second. Pass ball off to third. King will make it there, as that one went through the legs of McKenna Hofer, and it took her a second to track that one down. So King picks up an extra base. She's at third now. And with a 1-0 lead, the Spartans are looking for more. Just one out up on the board here at this Iowa Farm Bureau field.
And Maya, good base runner, 9-9 in stolen bases. Not that she's going to steal home, but she's a smart base runner.
Showing bunt. That's trouble right in front of us. And Hofer will haul it in between the glove and her chest plate. Peterson pops one up to the catcher for out number two. With that runner at third, Lucy Stanerson now, the sophomore third baseman, comes up with a couple outs.
And Nick, that's a big out, because now there are two outs. You had a chance to get a big inning here with that runner at third and one out. Now you get the second out. They could get out of this with only one run. That would be huge for Edward Colesberg. Lucy Stanerson really needs to try and drive in that extra run here in the inning.
Stanerson hitting .320 for the year. Here in the bottom of the first, a 1-0 Spartan lead, opening round of the state tournament. Pitch was high, swung on, strike for Stanerson. 24 hits, 29 runs, 20 RBIs this year.
Spartans have been aggressive all year, Nick, at the plate. They're swinging at pitches that weren't strikes in the top of the first, so they may need to lay off that high pitch.
0-1 from Eggleseeder. There's another high one swung on underneath for an 0-2 count.
And that's not on the umpire. Riley Miller wasn't getting that strike. The Spartans are swinging at what wasn't called the strike in the top of the first.
There are two outs. They have a runner at third trying to bring them in for a second run here in the bottom of the first. 0-2 count from Rachel Eggleseeder, the senior pitcher. And it's on its way, and that's a swinging strike three. So they get Taryn Peterson on with a first pitch, hit by pitch in the game. She comes around and scores thanks to Riley Miller's RBI single, but a couple strikeouts and just one up on the board. It's a Spartan 1-0 lead. We go to the second, and the Vikings of Edgewood Colesberg bat next on KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Yeah.
one inning in the books, and it's a 1-0 Spartan lead. Your Exira EHK Audubon Spartans, 23-4 on the year, the top seed in 1A, as they've got a one-run lead over Edgewood Colesburg. The Vikings, 27-10 on the year. We're back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Again, thanks to Motor Inn for being one of our phone line sponsors today. And the first pitch misses from Miller to McKenna Hofer, the senior, one of a couple Hofer sisters at this top half of the lineup. And the first strikeout, McKenna with a 1-0 count. And the 394 hitter will take this one on the upstairs as well.
And the difference right now, I've seen that both teams at the plate, the Edgewood Colesburg, they have been very, very patient while the Spartans have not been.
2-0 count. That's across the plate for a strike. And Hofer will step back in for the 2-1. 41 hits, 12 runs, 26 RBIs this year. Looking for her first home run. Check swings on ball three. And it's a 3-1 count here at Farm Bureau Field, also known as Fenway Field. One of the minis here at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex. 3-1 across the plate, full count.
Yeah, Riley doesn't walk many hitters. Just too good of a pitcher to put too many girls on base. Just 32 walks so far this year in all of her starts.
Payoff pitch, popped up, playable at short by Peterson. She calls everybody else off. And that's the first batter retired by the Spartan defense. Taryn Peterson hauls it in at shortstop. Lauren Kirby, the senior first baseman's next, hitting 315 this year. 34 hits, 14 runs, 36 RBIs. Don't forget, we do have Coon Rapids Bears baseball tonight. That'll start around 7 o'clock with a pregame at 6:30 with Mason Nealand. And Jeff Blankman will be busy today making that nice drive between Fort Dodge and Carroll this week.
Glad it's a fairly short one.
That'll be on Kick 106.7. We'll have all of Exira EHK Audubon's games on KKRL this week. First pitch, a strike for Lauren Kirby. And Miller's second pitch, also a strike. So we've seen a few batters with 2-0 or 3-0, 3-1 counts. Now we've got an 0-2 from Miller. We'll see if she can fire in three straight strikes.
Yeah, seems to be finding her groove here real quick.
Kirby takes one on the inside, and the count to 1-2 with one out and no score for the Vikings. Your Spartans scored a run in the bottom of the first. They lead this one 1-0.
She's trying to find where that high strike is on her rise ball.
And that's a looking strike three on the corner. Third strikeout already for Miller through five batters, and that'll bring us to Addie Schmelzer, the sophomore. Miller up to 195 for strikeouts on the year. Schmelzer bats now, 333 hitter, 30 hits, 19 runs, 20 RBIs, 8 extra base hits. And the first pitch hit hard out toward left field, chasing it back to the wall. Abby Wanzer, and that over the fence for a game-tying home run in the top of the second inning. The Vikings are on the board. It's her first home run of the season, and it comes at the state tournament.
And what a place for her to be able to get it. Just took an inside fastball and drove it, and you knew that one was really good. And you know, one of the things that I had kind of read about her coming into the game, she had some really good pop in her bat. You saw it right there. That was a really nice swing.
We're in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. We've got the top down. We've got a convertible here today, baking in the sun here along Press Row for this opener for Class 1A. Edgewood Colesburg and Exira EHK Audubon are knotted up at one here in the top of the second, and it's Chloe Everett, the senior designated player, 302 hitter, batting for the Vikings.
And Taryn Peterson, Riley Miller kind of grew up together. As soon as she gave up that home run, Taryn went in and talked to her.
Low pitch, ball one to go along with a strike from Miller, as she gave up just her 27th earned run of the season.
And she's been pitching since an eighth grade. She knows how to settle in after giving up a run.
1-1 fouled away, and it's 1-2 to the net behind home plate. As Chloe Everett, when she gets on, she typically doesn't run. Just one run scored this year, so I expect a courtesy runner if they are able to get her on with two outs.
I think it might be Eva Vasky, is what I understand may be the courtesy runner.
Spartans are hoping to not have to find out here, as the count misses upstairs from Miller, and Everett takes a 2-2 count. Miller with three strikeouts already, looking for that fourth to get out of this top of the second. Tied at one. Pitch on its way, popped up. Could that be playable near the first base dugout? Chasing it back to the grass, but not able to get there. Riley Peterson comes up just a little short.
And that's a tough play that time for Briley, drifting back, looking over her shoulder up into the sun. Not an easy play either for Aubrey Nelson, who has done a really nice job since being moved into second base there late in the regular season and in the postseason.
2-2 count, pitch to Everett from Miller, and that's a swinging strike three. Four strikeouts through seven hitters. There was a home run here in the top of the second from Addie Schmelzer, and we are knotted up at one apiece. Edco and Exira EHK Audubon with the Spartans tied in the bottom of the second's next. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. We're back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth next.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Back and forth Dodge to the bottom of the second inning. A tie ball game, one apiece in this 8-1 matchup. First round of the 1A state tournament. Abby Wanzer, the senior left fielder, swings away for the first strike of the inning. As Eggleseeder struck out a couple Spartans in the top or in the bottom of that first inning. And she's got a quick 0-1 lead here. Rachel Eggleseeder, the senior, lets this one fly. And that's a slow swing. Eggleseeder has been their rock all season. She's thrown the majority of their innings. She's got a good variety of pitches with different movement and speeds, and she reached 1,000 career strikeouts this year. Conference Player of the Year for the second year in a row as she gets another swing from Abby Wanzer. Strikeout number three, and our pitchers dealing for the most part. Seven strikeouts combined. Three for Eggleseeder, four for Miller. And now Brenna Nelson, the eighth grade catcher.
Zoe Rasmussen, the catcher.
Oh, yep, here we go. And there's the pitch. Swung on.
Rasmussen's had a really nice year, especially defensively for the Spartans. Has thrown out eight base runners this year.
Exira EHK has so many number combinations. I missed one when I got my sheets and my everything put together earlier. So
yep.
Zoe Rasmussen wearing 22 today.
Yep, Brennan Nelson will hit as the DP next.
And now this pitch, a 1-1 swung on for strike two.
And I'll tell you what, Eggleseeder's rise ball must be really good because the Spartans have had a really difficult time laying off of it here today.
The 1-2 coming. And that is a looking strike three. Back-to-back down for the Spartans. And the Spartans will continue here.
You're seeing two dominant pitchers right now controlling this game.
Nelson batting here in the nine slot.
Does a nice job putting the bat on the ball. But I don't know, besides her own pitcher, I don't know if she's faced another pitcher like this all year.
First pitch, a ball with a couple outs here. And Nelson here in the eighth slot, rather, with the 1-0 coming from Eggleseeder. Pitch misses on the low side, and it's 2-0.
Brennan really didn't start to hit until late in the season, so not a lot of at-bats.
Next game up here in 1A is West Monona and Southeast Warren, and that's where the winners of the two matchups and the losers of the two matchups will square off tomorrow. There's a strike for Nelson.
And that's probably the highest strike we've seen called so far today.
Each pitcher with four strikeouts. The 2-1 swung on, and we've seen several snooker the Spartans here as they have swung and missed at several that weren't particularly close. Nelson now with a 2-2. And she'll try to get out of the inning. Eggle Cedar's pitch. This one's well upstairs. That one got away.
Surprised neither pitcher's got any rosin out there. My hands are sweaty, and I don't sweat much. My hands are sweaty just sitting there.
And we're not out there throwing and running and sweating from activity. We're sweating just from baking in the sun with a looking. Strike three for Brennan Nelson. And that is it for the bottom of the second. We are tied at one. Third inning is next in this first round 1A matchup. You are listening to 93.7 KKRL. Edco bats when we were...
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Great teams aren't built overnight. They're built through hard work, determination, teamwork, and the support of an entire community. Those are the same values they believe in every day at Darrell's Place in Hamlin, and they're proud to stand behind the Spartans as they compete at the state softball tournament. Whether you're gathering with family before the game or catching up afterward, stop in for a famous breaded pork tenderloin, a trip through the salad bar, or a slice of homemade pie. Good luck from our team at Darrell's Place. Go Spartans!
Hottest day of the week. Opening day of the state tournament here in Fort Dodge for five classes of softball.
Isn't that beautiful?
Up to 86. We've gone up 5 degrees since we began our pregame coverage about an hour ago. As we go to the top of the third, Kara Knipper, Avery Brown, Faith Dugan, 8-9, one hitters due up. Knipper wears number one. She's batting here with her eighth ranked Edgewood Colesburg Vikings here at the state tournament. Tied up with the one seed, Exira EHK Audubon. That's a line shot over the head of Taryn Peterson. Off towards center field. Picked up by Anna Larson. That's a leadoff single for Knipper.
Second hit given up by Miller here in the ballgame. That just a line shot. Again, took an inside pitch as Riley's really... She's done a nice job moving the ball around, but really trying to pound that inside part of the plate. And that time got the head of the bat out in front of it and lined it over to the top of Taryn Peterson.
So they give up a home run to somebody hitting their first home run for the year. Their second hit of the game comes from someone batting under 200, and we are going to get
a courtesy runner or a pinch runner out at first base.
And did we get a number?
I have not seen it yet.
Perhaps number two. Nope, that's not right. They got her batting next. So I did not get the number on it. We'll see if we can find out who is running for Knipper. As Avery Brown, a lefty, the sophomore, hitting 241, shows bunt, and it's fouled away. And our courtesy runner that we're still looking for a name on and a number.
No numbers on the front of the jersey, which makes it tough.
So we need her to get a big lead at on the run to second, fouled away, and turn around the other way. She turned with her number to the outfield last time.
If she was a Spartan, I'd know who she was.
0-1 popped up. That's
double
tangible.
Play.
Double play chance. And whoever that courtesy runner is already sent packing. And the first base coach not going to be happy with that as Brown pops out. And I missed who actually made the catch. There was a convergence of infielders,
Riley,
pitchers,
Riley
and catchers.
Peterson.
So
yep,
it
Riley
was the,
Peterson.
It was Miller making the catch. They get both outs.
And a heads-up play that time, and there's nothing the runner can do. She was breaking on the pitch. The first base coach has got to be yelling. You do need to look back when you hear the ball and just peek, but even there's no way. The first base coach has got to be yelling back, back, back.
0-1 count, quick strike to Faith Dugan. The sophomore grounded out in the leadoff spot in the first inning. She'll take a ball here from Miller. And Dugan is their top hitter in pretty much every category. 520 hitter, 64 hits, 54 runs, 40 RBIs. Fantastic sophomore season for Dugan as Miller has a 2-1 count on her. In Class 1A, she's got the second most hits and tied for second with 7 triples. There's a 2-1, and again, that one misses just upstairs again as Dugan is batting for the second time. We're in the top of the third, tied at 1 on 93.7 KKRL. We're in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Miller gets a swinging strike 2. And another payoff pitch coming to try to end the inning. Four strikeouts already for Miller. A couple hits allowed. And the one earned run on a homer.
And you don't want to walk Dugan and put her on.
The payoff popped up, catchable behind the home plate. And Zoe Rasmussen makes the grab for a quick third out, courtesy of a double play in there after a leadoff single. Ava Hofer will bat when we go to the fourth, but the bottom of the third is next, and your Spartans of Exira, EHK, Audubon, and the Vikings of Edgewood, Colesburg are tied at one, middle of the third.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raf!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
A 1-1 tie, bottom of the third, about to get underway here in Fort Dodge in this 1A first round matchup between Exira EHK Audubon and the Edgewood Colesburg Vikings. The Spartans and the Vikings squaring off here as the Spartans have one hit. That was an RBI single from Riley Miller in the first inning that drove home Taryn Peterson, who was hit by the first pitch of the game. Now at the bottom of the order, senior right fielder Jordan Mulford is hitting here.
And Coach Huber had to come out. They had to reinstate and resubstitute in the player that was ran for earlier in the top half of the inning, so Knipper.
Mulford with the 0-1 count. Eagle Cedar has pitched really well so far. She's struck out 5 of 8. Went over 1,000 strikeouts for her career, and she's got an 0-2 lead here on Jordan Mulford at the bottom of the order, a .333 hitter with 21 hits, 27 runs, 16 RBIs.
And for Spartan fans and fans back in the area listening, she reminds me a lot of Riley with that rise balls being her favorite pitch.
A swinging strike. She struck out 6 the first time through. And now the Spartans here in the bottom of the third will get back to Taryn Peterson. She's got their lone run of the game. Bottom of the third, tied at 1. Hit by a pitch and scored on Miller's RBI single earlier. And she'll look if she can pick up hit 43 for the year. First pitch on its way, and she swings. And Mrs. Eagle-Cedar has the Spartan hitters swinging, but no contact for the most part.
Yeah, even Riley's hit was not a well-hit ball. It was fisted off the inside part of the bat.
0-1 from Eagle-Cedar, and that's a high fly ball, but that's going to be short to left field. Ava Hofer with her third baseman or shortstop teammate running at her. Thought maybe we'd see a collision, but Peterson flies out to left field for out number 2. And they are trying to avoid going 3 up, 3 down here in the bottom of the third in a tie ball game, 1 apiece. 1 run for the Spartans in the first. Vikings got 1 in the second. And now it's Anna Larson, one of those 6 Eagle Cedar strikeouts. She'll bat for the second time, 0 for 1.
And Hofer did a nice job talking late but calling off her teammate to make the play.
Larson hitting .425 in the 2 slot, batting really well this year. But the Spartans overall struggling against Eagle Cedar thus far.
First team all-rewind kid up to the plate right now.
Had a good time with that last week. We got to see Mason Nealon's home run skills winning the CB Sports Network
You don't
Derby.
Need to bring those up.
Hey, I think I came in third. You were second at least.
Yeah.
Second pitch misses from Eagle Cedar. Haven't seen too many 2-0 counts from Rachel.
Mason will hold that over me now that he beat me in the home run derby.
I think it's almost worse that he got second. Just 1, that's luck. But 2, he's good.
Yeah.
Fouled away up over our head here in the Motor Inn broadcast booth off the top of the netting that has not let any softballs through. They did confirm before the game that they had their dimensions right in the netting below the
I wasn't going to look up. Let's just say that. I was going to keep my head, rather take it in the back of the head than the face.
2-1 count with two outs. Spartans trying to avoid going three up, three down. And there's a looking strike to even it up to a piece for Larson.
And Anna didn't like that one, thought it was a little inside. But now with two strikes, needs to choke up on the bat, protect anything close. If it's a hard pitch, foul it off. If it's something you can drive, drive it somewhere.
2-2 with two outs. Nobody on for Exira EHK. Audubon upstairs. Good eye takes ball three. Our phone line brought to you by Mackey Motors today here in Fort Dodge. I'm Nick Brinks alongside Jeff Blankman. We'll name our Culver's player of the game, and we'll have video interviews with the Spartans when this one's done. 3-2 pitch, two outs. And that's a looking strike three on the outside corner to the lefty, striking out for the second time. Up to seven Ks for Eggleseeder, and we are through three, tied at one. Fourth inning next. You're listening to KKRL's coverage of Exira EHK Audubon softball in Fort Dodge.
Every athlete knows success starts long before game day. It takes dedication and a team you can count on. At Audubon County Memorial Hospital, we're proud to care for student athletes, families, and our communities with primary care, emergency services, rehabilitation therapy, imaging, lab services, and specialty clinics. As the Spartans compete at the state softball tournament, we're cheering on every player, coach, family, and fan. Best of luck at state from all of us at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Go Spartans!
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
You're listening to 93.7 KKRL's coverage of the 1A state tournament opening round. Everybody gets a game today in the class, West Monona and Southeast Warren. Game two in class 1A today. That'll be around 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And again, the winners of these two games will play tomorrow at 12:45. The losers of these two games will play tomorrow bright and early at 10:30. Might be a little chilly when the temps don't get past 85 tomorrow. 10:30 in the morning, you might need your parkas.
I'm going to wear my hoodie tomorrow morning.
Ava Hofer will lead things off here from the two slot. As the fourth inning is underway, a pretty quick-moving one so far. I never should have said quick-moving, Jeff.
I know you shouldn't.
As soon as I said it, I never should have done it.
The moment you said it, Riley took a walk to the back of the circle. She hadn't done that the whole day.
1-0 pitch on its way. This one rolls through the dirt to Hofer. 333 hitter this year. One of four strikeouts from Miller today. Hofer in the first inning. A couple strikeouts for Miller in that first. She's gotten a couple more since. Here's the 2-0, and that should be across. Oh, that's going to be
inside.
Just a little outside, and 3-0.
And, Nick, a little bit of a breeze. You can hear it kind of maybe whistling through the headphones right now in the microphones. It's blowing in now from right field.
3-0 pitch, and that'll be dropped, but a strike, and Hofer's got a 3-1 count. She'll stay alive as Miller pushes through the first strike of this fourth inning. We are tied at one. Nobody scored in the third. Vikings tied it at one in the second as Exira EHK Audubon got that bottom of the first 1-0 lead. A strike to Hofer, and now the count's full. We'll see if she can come back with a strikeout after that 3-0 count.
Riley, again, does a nice job battling.
The 3-2 pop towards center field, chasing it back. Anna Larson standing on that Girls Union logo that takes up all of center field. That's a fly out to center. Larson makes the grab. And we are through one batter, Rachel Eggleseeder now. The pitcher struck out one of four of those Miller strikeouts, and we get a pitcher-pitcher battle. Miller the junior, Eggleseeder the senior.
You do wonder for those center fielders. You know, it keeps changing colors on you out there.
Pop up toward right field, and that will drop over the first baseman and the second baseman's head. Eggleseeder on with a hit. That'll be their third hit, a pair of singles, and Schmelzer's second-inning home run. Eggleseeder on with her 52nd hit of the year, and that's a one-out single. Runner at first, and we'll get a courtesy runner.
And again, just an inside pitch, and number 21 coming in, that would be Josie Deers.
The freshman will take over
for
Eggleseeder.
Took an inside fastball and just fisted it right over the head of Aubrey Nelson at second base out into shallow right field. So a good piece of hitting that time. That was a nice pitch. Just took that inside fastball and was just strong enough to kind of power it over the second baseman's head.
This is the 1-8 matchup of this new double elimination format. You're not eliminated until you've lost twice. Unless, of course, that comes in the championship game. And then,
yep.
So the first few rounds are double elimination. We get a strike to McKenna Hofer as she flew out to shortstop in the second inning. She'll take the 0-1 from Miller, fouls this one away, and the net so far high enough for these foul balls for both teams. Haven't seen one go over quite yet, and Hofer with an 0-2 count.
And, Nick, have not seen Edgewood Colesburg even think about running. This is a team that came in, you know, running pretty well on the season, but haven't looked to run against Rasmussen yet today.
Pitch misses upstairs. 1-2 the count from Miller for McKenna Hofer. Temps in the mid-80s on their way to the mid-90s today. Hottest day of the week. And then things will cool off after some storms move through later tonight. Here's a fly ball toward the logo in center field again. And, oh, she dropped it. But they're going to throw it to second. And they get the lead runner out instead. So Hofer, as we get an errant foul ball flying in from somewhere.
From one of the other fields. Yep.
We've got a souvenir.
Yep, it rolled off of the net up above you and dropped in right next to you, didn't it?
It did. And we've got an error for Hofer.
Actually, nope, it'll be a fielder's choice because she made the play at second base.
Okay.
So you get the force out at second, which takes away the error on the outfielder because you did get an out.
Okay. I don't know if I've seen a play quite like that.
Now, and that's where even if you're the runner on that, you need to turn and look and make sure that that ball is caught. She turned right away because she thought it was going to be caught and took her eye off of it. I still think they get her at second base, but you got to be watching that ball all the way through.
So with two outs and a runner at first, it is McKenna Hofer. She gets there after the drop out in center field, but honestly doesn't work out too bad. You've still got
runner at first.
The second out there at second, and the runner is only at first. So the 0-1 to Lauren Kirby. Miller checks the wrist. Yeah, she'll get the call in from Zoe Rasmussen, and she'll wind and deliver the 0-1 to even things up one apiece here at Farm Bureau Field in Fort Dodge at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex.
And we do have a courtesy runner on over at first base. Have not been able to catch that number yet.
I would assume maybe Faith Kirby is the other one they've used quite a bit. So until we see a number, we'll assume that's Kirby. Swinging strike for Lauren Kirby with two outs.
It does have a two in it as the first number. I just hadn't been able to see the second number. So I'm agreeing with you that it's probably Faith Kirby.
So a couple Kirbys between home and first right now, and that's a looking ball two. 2-2 to count, two outs. Miller trying to get out of this top of the fourth with no damage done. Still tied at one. We're in the top of the fourth here on 93.7 KKRL, part of our CB Sports Network coverage. And there's a full count. That one just missed. And I'm going back to that foul ball that we just took. They've got nets above the bleachers, but not above us. That actually came within like 4 feet of pelting me or my computer. More importantly, I'm just realizing how close that actually was from a different field. Here's a ball four, and the throw to second will not get there, but the walk will put runners at first and second anyway.
And luckily that didn't get thrown away. Anna Larson was backing up to play, Nick, but that's a live ball. If she throws that out into center field and Larson's not backing up to play, that runner could have moved down to third.
Two outs with the walk. They've got one single here in the inning, but Eggleseeder's courtesy runner has already been forced to the dugout. They've got runners at first and second, and this pitch on its way. First time all day that I think we've had two runners on at once for either team.
Yep.
And the first pitch, a ball to Addie Schmelzer, a solo homer in the second.
Tom Peterson coming out to talk right now with Riley Miller. This is the first big situation for this at defense here today, and Tom just wants to make sure that everybody's on the same page. This is the young lady that hit the home run back in the second inning, so you certainly don't want to leave something out over the plate for her. Not that she'd probably hit a second home run of her career, or at least of the season, but probably capable of driving it somewhere, which would score one or maybe two runs.
Our phone line brought to you by Motor Inn today. Together, let's drive. They also bring you our Motor Inn broadcast booth all summer long, and we've got a couple teams at state tournaments this week with Coon Rapids Baird tonight in Carroll on Kick 106.7. 6:30 pregame with Mason Nealand and Jeff Lankman will get some windshield time between the games, and then we'll have the KKRL coverage from Fort Dodge this week. New batter After the homer in the second, it's Addy Schmelzer. And the pitch with two outs is a strike to even the count, one apiece.
And in our post-game interviews, folks, we can't have them come over live, so all of our post-game stuff will be video interviews that we'll do that we'll upload the moment we get a chance to upload them to our YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
1-1 upstairs to run the count to 2-1. Tied at 1. We're in the top of the fourth inning in this opening round of the 1A state tournament. Again, double elimination format this year. You lose today, you're not out of it. There is a chance you could play three games on Wednesday to get to the state tournament, but we'll cross that bridge when we see it happen. And a quick foul away, 2-2 the count.
Defense needs to come up with a play. Riley, I think, going to try and get the strikeout here with a 2-2 count. Has got a pitch to work with here. Look for either a curveball on the inside or that rice ball up top.
Here's the 2-2, and she gets that one, but it's going to just miss. And you can tell where the Spartan fans are at. They're behind us, and yep, they didn't like it if the count is full.
And she went with a changeup, hadn't thrown one all day, and just missed outside on that one.
Payoff pitch coming now with two outs and two on in a tie ball game. 1-1, top of the fourth, and we've got a walk. Bases are loaded, and now first real jam of the day for Miller and the Spartans.
Coach Huber coming down to talk with the batter, Chloe Everett. Just had a quick high five for her, probably give her some confidence. Nick, right now you can get the force out at any base, so if it's hit to the third baseman, just run over and tag the bag. You don't have to go to first.
Chloe Everett struck out earlier, one of four strikeouts. She'll send this one toward the bleachers over behind home plate and between first base, a foul away by Everett. She was the fourth strikeout for Miller through seven batters. She's looking for her first strikeout since, as the Vikings have started to get some contact and some walks here in the fourth. There's another foul off the top of the netting this time, 0-2.
And they've made some nice adjustments to what Riley's throwing them. That's why they've been able to make some contact and not strike out. The Spartans, the adjustment they need to make, I want them to stay aggressive at the plate, but lay off that high pitch. That high pitch is the one that they've been struggling with.
Two outs, bases loaded for the Vikings. 0-2 pitch from Miller, and that's a line shot toward center, toward right field, fielded by Jordan Mulford. Play at the plate coming for out number three, but I don't know if she saw the runner coming. Two runs across on a two RBI single for Chloe Everett.
And that's one where Zoe Rasmussen, I think, could have made the tag, but she was, you know, worried about the runners moving and didn't turn. Nick, I think you're right. I think if she turns there, she makes the tag and they're out of the inning because the throw beat the runner home.
So the one seed, Exira EHK Audubon, down by a couple runs here in the top of the fourth inning. Edgewood Colesburg, the Vikings, have a 3-1 lead as they bring home Lauren Kirby along with Faith Kirby. They were at second and third, and now it's Kara Knipper. She led off with a single one inning ago, and that's one of their four hits. They get a two RBI single from Chloe Everett.
And Vaskian running for Everett over at first base. Yeah, Knipper singled her first time up.
And here's a pitch, pops out of the glove of Rasmussen.
Moving up to second is going to be Vaskie. So runners on second and third now with two outs here in the inning. And that was a check knee swing. That was kind of a, oh boy, I got a swing at this, but I'm not going to swing real hard. And it was an excuse me swing that led to that two RBI single.
Pitch in the dirt. 0-1 becomes 1-1. Those two runs a moment ago came with two outs. So all of this damage coming with
all three of their runs today have come with two outs.
That's right, the solo shot earlier. And here's a ground ball off to short. Taryn Peterson's throw to first is going to be in time. They will give up a couple runs on a couple hits. And we are at the bottom of the fourth with the Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon trailing by two. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL live from Fort Dodge. Spartans have to buckle up when we...
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Spartans led 1-0, and then we've been tied at one for a couple innings, but a two-run fourth inning for the Edco Vikings. Spartans have their first deficit of the game. They haven't trailed the 1A teams much at all this year, going undefeated. And here at the state tournament, the 8 seed has the early advantage here, well, midway through advantage, 3-1, as Miller bats Riley Miller, an RBI single. That's their only hit of the game for the Spartans. Rachel Eggleseder has been pitching really, really well, and here's the 1-0. Miller gets a hold of enough of it to send it to shallow center field, and she's got her second hit of the game. Both of their Spartan hits have been from Miller.
And both of them, Nick, were off of the fist. She's just strong enough to be able to fight that ball out into shallow center field, as both hits were really pretty much the same play.
And Maya King back in to run for her again.
We'll see if that can spark a rally. She's going to go talk with Briley Peterson. This group of girls is so close together. They're such a bond. And let's see if this can spark them.
Riley Miller with her second hit of the game. She's got an RBI as well, that Taryn Peterson run back in the first inning. They trail 3-1 now, bottom of the fourth, no outs. They've got a lead runner on here, and it's Briley Peterson after a pop-up to the catcher in the first inning. She'll step up 0-for-1. And the sophomore first baseman takes this one on the low side. Maya King quickly back to first after a stare down from the catcher, McKenna Hofer.
And I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever seen a first base umpire so close to first base with a runner on there. He's about a step off of the bag over at first base. He's staring at that bag, and he is right there.
The 1-0 upstairs, and that one will probably be one that she wishes she didn't swing at. Peterson takes the 1-1.
Yeah, I mentioned it early, Nick, swinging a lot of those high pitches. They're still doing that four innings later.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon trailing by two. It's 3-1 Edgewood Colesburg Vikings, and there's another high pitch swung on by Briley Peterson.
And if I'm Eggleseder, I keep throwing it up there. If they're going to chase it, they haven't been able to catch up to it. Besides Riley all day, I keep throwing it up there.
Thanks so much for joining us for our CB Sports Network coverage from Fort Dodge today on 93.7 KKRL. The 1-2 fouled away, and the count remains 1-2. Peterson stays alive with that one.
And can't bunt her here, but got to somehow try to move Maya King. They don't look like they want to run. I'm a little surprised this team's been aggressive on the base pass all season long.
One ball, two strikes, no outs, a runner at first for the Spartans. And there's a swinging strike three and a pickoff coming at first, but back in time, Maya King on the bag. Peterson goes down, eight strikeouts for Eggleseder through 13 batters.
Yeah, and it didn't look like Hofer really wanted to release that one, but it slipped out of her hand, and for them as the ball rolled down to first base.
One out now, trailing by two, bottom of the fourth, Exira EHK Audubon the one seed, with Edgewood Colesburg on top. Here's a bunt to move that runner to second. Hesitation on the throw. The bunt will work. And almost stepping off the bag and back off, stepping off and back on in time, Maya King does get to second. So the sacrifice bunt does its job. There are now two outs.
Yeah, Vasky bobbled that one a little bit on the exchange, but had a strong enough arm. And, you know, it sounded like she would play the bunt very well. Nick, that was the first real good bunt opportunity we've seen from the Spartans, where they got one into fair territory, and I thought she played that one very well. So, but the Spartans get a runner in scoring position. Abby Wanser now has got to drive her in.
Two outs, runner at second, and the pitch from Eggleseder. There's a swinging strike. We have seen so many swinging strikes from the Spartans today. There's no surprise that she's racked up over 1,000 strikeouts for her career.
Yeah, got to keep your head in. That time Abby was looking on left field during that swing.
Wanser will take for the 0-1. That's a check swing upstairs. Almost went, but doesn't go enough, and the count is 1-1 on the ball.
And it's interesting. You look sometimes at the pitchers that Jeff Storyhan takes and stuff. When he's shooting a batter swinging, a lot of times you can really visually see where a hitter's eyes are at during the swing.
Spartans trail by two in the bottom of the fourth. She goes and swings for strike two. As the Spartans haven't had many girls on base today.
Didn't want to swing at that one. Another high-rise ball and ended up chasing it.
Back-to-back, three up, three down innings coming into the fourth. They get a leadoff single. Maya King is running at second with 1-2. The count, the pitch upstairs, count evens up 2-2 as Wanzer wisely lets that one go.
And Abby's been hitting really well the last two or three weeks of the season. Got off to a slow start. But I remember down at Irwin late in the year, she started putting things together that night.
Bottom of the fourth, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Swinging strike three. Ninth strikeout from Eggleseeder, and we are through four. They get their second hit of the game, but they leave their second base runner stranded. And the Xyra EHK Audubon Spartans remain down by two. 3-1 after the Vikings scored two in the top of the fourth. We go to the top of the fifth next, and you're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference, on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Four innings down, we go to the fifth inning. We are almost a full hour into this one in about 5 minutes, and the Spartans of Xyra EHK Audubon, they trail 3-1. They led 1-0 for just a little while. That was a run scored in the bottom of the first. Edco answered in the top of the second with a solo home run. They get two more runs in the top of the fourth. All their runs coming with two outs, as you mentioned, and now we go to the fifth, and they haven't trailed all that much this year, especially to 1A teams, but this Edco 8 seed, they certainly came to play, and we had a feeling they could when we talked in our pregame show.
And we're in a water break right now for both the umpires and the players, both teams in their dugouts. The umpires are up the first base side, all getting something to drink, so a little bit longer of a break here, Nick. Yeah, we talked about it. You said it during the break. I felt it. Tom Peterson mentioned it when him and I talked the other day after the pairings came out. I think I've talked to Tom two or three times, either through text message or the pregame interview here today. This team is better than that 8 seed, but when you get here, you're going to have 8 really good teams. That's generally the case unless you get some major upsets along the way, which we've seen in some of the classes. But they've come out and proved that they're a good ball club. They've got really good pitching. Their defense, we haven't seen a ton of it so far. I mean, she struck out, what, 8 or 9 so far? 9 so far out of the 12 outs. So we haven't had to see their defense, and I think that's going to be a key. The Spartans need to make that adjustment at the plate, put the ball in play, and force this defense. And to me, I'm no coach, and Tom knows the game better than me. I'm just saying this. If it's me, I would go up and start bunting more. And I would, because if you bunt, you put the pressure probably on the defense to make a play. And if it's me, you're now almost two times through the order, and you're struggling besides Riley Miller to put the ball in play. I go up and I put the ball in play by bunting it, try to put some pressure on their defense. Then you can go back to swinging once you maybe get their defense a little bit rattled and get Eggleseeder out of the rhythm that she seems to be in the circle.
On this very hot Monday, a little bit of a hydration break as we go to the fifth. 3-1 Spartans trail.
And the other thing I'm going to say right now, this top of the fifth is huge. They just gave up two in the top of the fourth. You can't really afford to give up another 1, 2, or 3 runs because your offense has been struggling. You don't want to dig yourself too much of a hole, so they need to go out and make a stop here. They need to get a 1, 2, 3 and get back into the dugout and get back to the plate. They give up a couple of runs here. Not that it's an insurmountable lead, but it gets really tough when you only have 9 outs remaining.
Edgewood Colesburg, 27-10. Xyra EHK Audubon, 23-4. We're ready to go here for the fifth inning.
And Riley's warming up here. Nick, you look at their losses. They lost to Sumner Fredericksburg after going 8-0. Sumner Fredericksburg ended 20-11. They lost to Waverly Shellrock, who was 23-8. Lost to North Lynn, who was 30-11, and they went 2-1 against them. They lost to Beckman Catholic, who went 22-10. They lost to Independence, who was a 4A school. They lost to Central City, maybe one of their worst losses of the year. They were still 23-18. Lost to Calamus Wheatland, who went 19-18. Then lost to Monticello, who's a 3A team, and Lisbon twice, a 2A team. So they're really good against 1A schools as well.
18-3 against 1A, 9-7 against 2A through 4A. So yeah, they've got an impressive resume, and they come in as the, eight seed. But again, that resume tells me they come in maybe with chip on their shoulder. Yep. They're playing better than an eight, and they're showing it here early on.
Avery Browns was a right-handed hitter, Nick, the first time. Now that she's leading off here in the top of the fifth, she switched over to the lefty.
1-1 to Brown, and she'll swing away for a second strike. The sophomore pops one up to the pitcher earlier. Riley Miller hauled that one in. And again, she struck out four of her first seven batters, but has not struck anyone out since. She'll see if she can change that here and get back in the win column. 1-2, and she does.
And she did not look comfortable as a left-handed hitter there, so that's maybe the start that Riley and the Spartan defense needs here in the fifth.
So we go to the top of the order now, and it'll be Faith Dugan, their top hitter this year. She's been quiet, though. A ground out and a pop out, 0-2. Spartans will try to make her 0-3, because you mentioned trailing by two,
yeah.
You certainly don't want to give them their best hitter an easy base. And there's the 1-0, and that's a strike. Count evens up one apiece. Dugan hitting over 500 this year. She's got four of their eight home runs. She came in as the number two hitter in Class 1A in terms of hits with 64. And she'll take ball two with a strike.
And Nick, this team, 8 of 9 starters back from last year. They made it to the regional final last year before falling to Don Bosco. So this is a hungry team just like the Spartans.
Fouled away. 2-2 the count with an out. This is the fifth state trip for Edgewood Colesburg. They made it 2 years ago. Did not get back last year. They got close. As Dugan's 2-2, there's a changeup grounded right to third, picked up by Sanderson, and the low throw takes a hop, but they get it at first, and Dugan grounds out to third for the second time as Peterson hauls in that short throw.
Two outstanding plays, first for Lucy Sanderson. She's growing into an outstanding third baseman. Got down, smothered that ball, got to her feet quick, had to hurry the throw because Dugan runs well. Bradley Peterson, a great dig over at first base.
Two outs now. They get the first two batters retired, and now it's Ava Hofer 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout to center field tonight, or this afternoon, an hour into our afternoon. We get a ball on the first pitch for Hofer. It's not very often that we start a pregame show in the morning, and now it's afternoon, so yeah. I think we all do it. We say good evening at some point during a day game.
Yep.
The count is 1-0, and Miller's pitch on the way. Upstairs, 2-0.
Yeah, probably the first time all year that we've had a game early in the morning with our pregame.
Two balls, no strikes for Hofer, batting 330 this year.
Very good bunter, but with two outs, not going to bunt.
And she'll line that one right toward the top of the first base dugout. There is a gap in the fence where that may have gotten through, but I think it grazed the roof and fell down next to the tent that is right next to that first base dugout. So the count is 2-1 after the foul ball for Hofer. With a 3-1 lead for Edgewood Colesburg, she takes strike two on the outside.
Right down at the knees, Nick, and with her being a good bunter, that play here a moment ago to get Dugan over at first even shines a little bit more. It took the bunt out of her game.
Two balls, two strikes. There's a shot towards left field over Tyron Peterson's head, and Hofer gets their fifth hit of the game, her first. And with two outs, the offense gets going for the Vikings. Again, all three of their runs have come with two outs on the board.
And that's five different players, Nick, that have gotten a base hit here in this game so far.
Four singles and the Schmelzer home run, as it brings us to Rachel Eggleseder, 1-2 with a strikeout and a single today.
And as you just mentioned, all three of the runs with two outs, they're comfortable in this situation.
And she'll take a looking strike one. Eggleseder, the righty.
Yep.
Miller, the pitcher, wins that first pitch.
Really nice pitch on the inside corner there.
Miller, a 17-4 record this year. She'll take the 0-1 and send this one to Eggletheater, fouled away to the net surrounding the bleachers in front of the press box behind us. A quick 0-2 count as Miller has a bead on Eggletheater here. Hopefully she can get her sixth strikeout of the ballgame.
And her and Chris Obermeyer, who calls the pitches, have a great working relationship.
0-2, check swing.
Nope.
And ball one.
That one had to miss outside because it height-wise it was perfect. But we're at that angle. We can tell height. It's the which side of the plate that it's on or missing that we can't tell well.
1-2 from Miller. That's a little pop to first. Miller scoops it and the throw over to Briley Peterson in time easily for the 1-3 put out, and they'll go scoreless due to the Edco Vikings. It's 3-1 after the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth, trailing by two. Still anyone's ball game, but the Spartans haven't gotten the offense going. We'll see if the bottom of the fifth is where it happens next on KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Great teams aren't built overnight. They're built through hard work, determination, teamwork, and the support of an entire community. Those are the same values they believe in every day at Darrow's Place in Hamlin, and they're proud to stand behind the Spartans as they compete at the state softball tournament. Whether you're gathering with family before the game or catching up afterward, stop in for a famous breaded pork tenderloin, a trip through the salad bar, or a slice of homemade pie. Good luck from our team at Darrow's Place. Go Spartans!
Trailing 3-1, bottom of the fifth underway, bottom of the order due up for Exira EHK Audubon. Zoe Rasmussen, Brenna Nelson, and Jordan Mulford all 0-for-3 on strikeouts today so far. Rasmussen takes a ball, and we'll get ready for the 1-0 from Rachel Eggletheater. 9 strikeouts for the senior pitcher, and we get our first kind of wild pitch. That one's off the glove, well above the head of the catcher, McKenna Hofer, and that'll be ball two. And Rasmussen ahead in the count. We'll see if that can work to her advantage.
Yeah, first time she's been ahead, or many of the hitters have been ahead here all day.
2-0 to a 2-0-9 hitter. The 2-0 count misses up and away. And Eggletheater, 3 pitches, 3 balls to Rasmussen.
You got to wonder in this heat, Nick, and a lot of teams have played in the heat, but what's the conditioning like for everybody?
And there's the 3-0, a strike on the fourth pitch. Rasmussen will come back and get this 3-1 from Eggletheater, who has just been pitching outstanding. Just a couple hits allowed to the Spartans. There's a 3-1 up and away, and Rasmussen's on with the walk. They haven't had many base runners today. They got a single and a hit batter in the first inning. They got a single in the fourth. This is just their fourth base runner tonight. Today.
And that's
Rasmussen
huge.
Walking. It's Brennan Elson's turn. We get a runner in.
Skylar Rasmussen will come in as the runner here.
She takes over at first. Both teams utilizing courtesy runners quite a bit today. And we'll see the DP, an eighth grader, Brennan Elson, here in the eighth slot. But they get the leadoff batter on with the walk. Trailing by two in the bottom of the fifth.
Third time here in the game, Nick, that they've gotten the leadoff runner on. They've scored in one of those first two innings. Let's see if they can do it here the third time.
Trailing 3-1, and the pitch upstairs to Brennan Nelson. So that's 5 of the last 6 pitches, balls from Eggletheater.
And she looks a little tired out there, Nick.
Hottest day of the week, first state game of the state tournament. She's made it 4-plus innings of just outstanding work, and now we're going to see another one here. Losing just a little bit of control. She's going to wave off a conference with McKenna Hofer behind home plate. Nope. Now Hofer's going to win that battle. She says, now we're going to chat no matter what.
Yeah, the dugout said, go talk to her. That call came from the dugout to go chat with her.
Eggletheater came in ranked number 2 in Class 1A for walks and hits per innings pitched with only .8. And we have seen that today. He's in that territory as we're in the bottom of the fifth now. But a leadoff walk and a 2-0 count. Spartans trying to take advantage of some pitches missing here. 3-0 the count from Eggleseeder.
I don't swing now till she throws a couple of strikes in a row.
Brennan Nelson struck out looking in the second inning. She'll get the 3-0 count. Pitch on its way. That one's across the plate. So we'll see if one strike is enough to get the swings back. I think you're right.
She's having to take something off to be able to get strikes right now.
3-1 to Nelson. That's upstairs. Back-to-back walks. 2-on with Rasmussen. Skylar Rasmussen to second. And it's Brennan Nelson at first. Jordan Mulford batting now. And another infield conference coming for Edco.
I think you're going to probably get Aubrey to come in and run for Brenna over at first, more than likely.
They will bring her in.
Yep. And with Jordan Mulford up right now, I could see Coach Peterson putting something on. You need both these runners in scoring position. He's going to call everybody in here, Nick. I would not be shocked to see a bunt and try and move both of these runners into scoring position.
But really, for the first time all game, the Spartans have what you would consider an optimal inning going. You've got two on with no outs, and there haven't been any innings so far that they've had two on at the same time. They got the RBI single in the first, so for a brief moment they had two base runners, but Peterson was on her way home as Miller was on her way to first, and now they do have two on with walks. And if you're Coach Peterson, you don't care if it's singles, triples, doubles, walks. You get a couple walks with no outs. You don't care. They're on base. That's what matters right now, trailing by two in the bottom of the fifth.
They've gained a little momentum here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
Jordan Mulford, the nine hitter, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First two walks of the game here in the inning from Eggleseeder. And this one gets away from Hofer behind home plate. Both runners will advance, so it won't come on steals. They'll take advantage of the pass ball as Rasmussen moves to third, Nelson to second.
And Edgewood Colesburg, Nick, they just look like the Vikings, like they've lost a little focus in this inning. You wouldn't think up 3-1 going bottom of the fifth, but they look like they're not as focused.
The 1-0 count showing bunt. Mulford pulls back, takes ball two.
Nope, in there for a strike.
Oh, that was on the bottom of the zone. Okay. Mulford with a 1-1 count now, with Taryn Peterson on deck. Mulford, bottom of the order, a 328 hitter, and she takes this one up and away for a 2-1 count here at Farm Bureau Field, the 1A field for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday's 1A state softball action.
And I'm still making her throw me another strike, I think, before I do anything with Jordan, because you got Taryn Peterson waiting on deck.
2-1, that's a strike on the bottom of the zone to Mulford. Count evens up 2-2. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL Carroll. Bottom of the fifth, 3-1. Spartans trailing by a couple. But two on in scoring position and no outs. There's a swinging strike three. And Mulford goes down for the second time on strikes tonight. Double digits for Eggleseeder. She's got 10 Ks, and it's Taryn Peterson at the top, hit by a pitch. She's got their only run back in the first inning for the Spartans, and they're going to intentionally walk her. Certainly can't blame them, but
no,
with one out, if Anna Larson, who's no slouch herself batting, can put one in a good spot, you've got an extra base runner now, but the force out everywhere.
Now we'll see if they bring the infield in, because you would think they do this to try and get the double play home to first. But if they draw the infield in, that makes it tougher. It's not hit right at them. It's harder to be able to make that play.
Rachel Eggleseeder, the senior pitcher, has been outstanding for Edgewood Colesburg so far today. Three walks, one intentional. Here is the bottom of the
off that high pitch that they swung at through the first four innings. They're not swinging at it anymore.
Two balls, no strikes. Eggleseeder's pitch. That's straight across the plate. And the 2-1 with the bases loaded from Eggleseeder to Larson.
said right away in the first that Riley wasn't getting that pitch, and the Spartans were swinging at that pitch. They've not swung at that pitch here this inning.
A huge inning potentially for the Spartans. Back-to-back strikes after the 2-0 count to Larson. She takes this one looking.
Can't afford a strikeout in this situation. Just cannot afford a strikeout. Got to put the ball in play. Fight off anything close.
One out, bases loaded, down by two, bottom of the fifth. Pitch to the outside, looking, strike three. And Larson did what she said couldn't happen, and now there are two outs, and it brings up Riley Miller, who has their only hits of the game.
Yep.
If she can go 3-for-3, that could tie this one up. But some pressure here for Riley Miller. Obviously, you'd much rather have one out, but there are two now.
And she is staying back in the batter's box. She made that adjustment her first plate appearance. She's going to stay to the backside of it.
Bases loaded. Two outs. Miller's going to pop this one to center field. Diving play. Not going to get there. One, two runs. They want three, but they'll call off the third runner. And what a play from Riley Miller here offensively. Gets her third hit of the game, and she ties it with a couple runs driven in.
Huge play again, Nick. She has put all three balls pretty much out into the same spot, and shocked in a way that they haven't adjusted defensively to take that area of the field, because all three of them have been shallow to center field, and they've not slid their center fielder in all game.
And now that'll bring up Riley Peterson, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop-up, but we are tied thanks to Riley Miller.
And I'm
and
surprised
they got a runner in for her.
I'm surprised
King again.
I'm surprised they didn't send Taryn on that and force a good throw.
She got about a third of the way home and then retreated. But you're right, she would have had a chance. And that's assuming the ball is thrown perfectly. A lot of times it's not, and you can take advantage and take the lead. But
Tom just told Riley, I read his lips. He says, "Don't chase," which means stay off that high pitch.
First pitch a ball. Second pitch on its way. And that is a strike across the plate to Briley Peterson, struck out in the fourth. But the Spartans can at least breathe a little bit here.
Yep.
Tied at three in the bottom of the fifth. Such a different tone for the team rather than trailing with less than three innings to go by a couple.
They've got all the energy and all the momentum right now. Edgewood Colesburg, for a team that led 3-1 coming into this, looks tired. They look flat.
Riley Peterson with a 2-1 count. She's ahead for the moment. Eagle Cedar, 11 strikeouts today. The 2-1, that's a foul ball. Line drive over the umpire's head at third. Man, if that could have stayed fair, that would have driven in a couple more. But it does drift, and we remain tied at three with a 2-2 count, two outs.
Yeah, Maya runs really, really well. And Riley had a smile on her face as her and Taryn had a little conversation that time.
Peterson is at third. Maya King, the runner, at second. 2-2 and a swinging strikeout to end the inning. But they get a couple across here in the inning. Thanks to a hit, some walks, they'll leave a couple on. 3-3 tie. We go to the sixth. New ball game. Edgewood Colesburg and Exira EHK Audubon knotted up as we head to the sixth on KKRL.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raf!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bottom of the fifth has come and gone. Exira EHK Audubon needed a spark, and it was a spark from Riley Miller. They got on with some walks.
Yep.
And she takes advantage, sends a little blooper out toward left center field. Wasn't fielded super cleanly, takes an extra hop. Couple runs come in. 3-3, we're tied up, but what a big moment for Miller and the Spartans to get those runners on, and then Miller does the rest.
Is Miller our leading candidate right now for player of the game? She's got all three hits and all three RBIs. We've got a long way to go, but certainly has been fantastic at the plate, and was kind of our runner-up for our Rewind Player of the Year after winning it the last 2 years. I wonder if she's saying a little note to us voters that you know, she's telling us that maybe we voted wrong this year, and that's not taking anything away from Darren, who was our Player of the Year and is just an amazing player. But that's the competitiveness of Riley Miller to come out here and shine here today.
And the funny thing is, that's primarily being pitcher first and a pretty
yep.
good batter second.
Yep.
But today it's the offense, although she's still pitching really well. She's
yep.
only given up 3 runs to a team at State. That is not terrible either. She's
nope.
given up a handful of hits, but most of that damage came in one inning, and she's playing so well on both sides of the ball. Certainly leading contender to be Culver's Player of the Game in our postgame show.
And you got to think, Edgewood Colesberg had all the momentum until the last water break. We're taking another hydration break now, right after the Spartans get the momentum. So what happens here? Can Xyroc and Kimbleton come out with the energy that they had, or do they lose it? I'm wondering if that affected the Vikings coming back out after taking that water break for the hydration break the last time.
I'm sure you get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that rhythm is gone. You get an extra 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah. And
to
not
cool
saying
off.
That we don't need, the kids don't need it. I mean, you and I are, I'm taking a drink almost every time we go to a break at the end of every half an inning.
And just a heads up, internet getting a little spotty here. If anybody back in the studio is able to.
There ain't anybody there. Sorry.
Well. All right. Well, we'll see if we can get that back up and running. But again, you're listening to 93.7 KKRL. A lot of people filing in here to Harlan Rogers Sports Complex today. Internet has been fairly reliable so far, but maybe starting to press it a little bit here as we get late into this one.
You get so many people pulling off the same towers, and the internet they provided up here was not good. So
tied at 3, top of the 6th inning, about to get underway, and a leadoff foul ball for McKenna Hofer. 0 for 2, reached on a fielder's choice, and a flyout to shortstop today.
A 1 pitch misses up top as Nick working a little bit here trying to get I was reconnected to the internet here, so Nick, I know how that goes.
As far as I'm concerned, I think our audio signal is okay, but
yeah.
We'll see if the internet can come back, and yep, looks like we're back in business here. So
okay.
One
ball, two strikes.
Hopefully that's the only blip for the rest of the way. McKenna Hofer with the 1-2 count, leadoff hitter here, batting .387 this year, 41 hits, and she'll take the 1-2, ducks out of the way, takes that one on the inside for a 2-2.
And I'll take the blame, Nick. I just thought, man, we've been lucky. We hadn't had any. And I didn't say it. I thought it. And I did the radio jinx without even saying it.
2-2. Line shot toward right center field. That will drop in front of an almost diving play from Jordan Mulford. And they get a leadoff single here to start the 6th. It is McKenna Hofer here on KKRL.
And this part of the order, Nick, has been the part that has done the most damage, is I think we're going to get Faith Kirby back in here, I think, again to run.
She'll bring the runner in. And again, that is Faith Kirby. She's been on there a couple times tonight. She'll be back out there once again. She ran a couple innings ago and scored. Lauren Kirby now. 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a walk. She did score in that 2-run fourth inning. We are tied up, 3 apiece, top of the 6th, no outs. Runner at first, fouled away. First pitch foul again, this time for Kirby.
And the Spartans playing the bunt with Peterson and Stanerson in on the corners. But right now it looks like Kirby, she did not square around at all, so I don't think they're going to look to move her.
Tie ball game after the Spartans tied it in the bottom of the 5th with a couple runs after the 0-1 pitch misses. We are tied up 1-1, tied up on the scoreboard as well. Edgewood Colesberg and Xyra EHK Audubon 3 apiece here at the state tournament for Class 1A. It's the 8-1 matchup. Your Spartans, the top seed, fouled away. And that is up and over our head in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Also, one of our phone line sponsors today, Motor Inn Together Let's Drive. Winner of this matchup will play tomorrow at 12:45 against either West Monona or Southeast Warren. They'll gear up for game 2. And then the loser of this game and the loser of that game will play tomorrow morning, first game at 10:30. 1-2 coming from Miller. That's downstairs. Counts even 2-2.
And Nick, again, just for all of our listeners, I know we usually do live post-game interviews with the kids and Coach Peterson. We're not able to do that here at the state tournament, so I've got to go over with an iPad, shoot video interviews, and then I'll have to try and get them uploaded.
2-2 fouled away as Kirby stays alive here. Runner at first.
And I will get them uploaded as fast as I can. With the internet and the issues we've had with the internet, I ain't going to guarantee it's going to be real fast right away.
2-2, the count for Lauren Kirby. 34 hits this year, no outs. And there's that changeup, Miller. She points at Zoe Rasmussen. I'm guessing Rasmussen maybe suggested that one, and it works out. Kirby goes down on a swinging strike.
Hasn't used it a lot, but put a lot of time in the offseason to work on that, and that was a huge one there.
Addie Schmelzer hit her first home run of the season. For her sophomore year, it comes at the state tournament. She'll take ball one downstairs. And making it to the state tournament in your sophomore season for your first home run, I would have to assume maybe first career as well. I don't have her freshman or, if applicable, eighth grade stats in front of me. But she'll send
another
this
well
one
hit ball
toward right center field. And she's got her second of the game, second of the season. A two-run shot, and it's a 5-3 lead for the Vikings now with one out.
And Nick, that's sometimes the problem when you got a player that pitches as well as Riley Miller. You throw the ball in there hard, and sometimes as a hitter, all you got to do is just get it on the right part of the bat, and she's done it twice here today. The power that Miller provides in the circle helps the lead to those home runs.
That'll bring up Chloe Everett, who's 1-for-2 with a couple RBIs. She drove in both runs in the fourth. But what a game here for sophomore Addie Schmelzer. We kind of talked earlier. Chances aren't very good that you're going to hit your first two home runs of the season in the same game in the state tournament, but here we are. And it's now 5-3. Spartans find themselves down by two once again for the second time today.
Reminds me of the young lady from Van Meter 2 years ago that hit the walk-off home run in the semifinal to send Van Meter into the championship game, then hit the late home run off of Riley Miller to give them the lead in that state championship game. Those were her first two home runs of her career, and we've maybe seen Schmelzer do the same thing here today.
Chloe Everett knocks one foul. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on right now for the Vikings. They're in gray jerseys, black pinstripes, gold numbers, black pants. The Spartans in all black out there. And a grounder to Taryn Peterson. Bobbled. Throw to first. Still going to be in time? Yes, it is. Wasn't fielded super cleanly, but what a throw.
Yeah, Taryn's got a cannon over there at shortstop. And credit Briley Peterson. Stretched when she needed to and used that length she has to her advantage to be able to nip the runner there, Everett, over at first base. And that's a huge second out here in the inning.
Kara Knipper up next. 0-for-2 with a single and a ground out earlier. Her Vikings have a two-run lead in the top of the sixth. And a strike from Miller. It's been a good one so far. Both teams kind of having momentum at different times throughout the game. And right now it's right back to the Vikings after that hydration break. You mentioned it earlier. Another ground ball to Peterson. Bobbled a little bit, but the throw is on the money. And they go back-to-back on ground outs to Taryn Peterson. Neither one super clean, but Peterson with the throws to make him pay. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Trailing by two once again, the Spartans of Exira EHK Audubon need to get a couple runs across. They trail 5-3. We're back in a minute. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Every athlete knows success starts long before game day. It takes dedication and a team you can count on. At Audubon County Memorial Hospital, we're proud to care for student athletes, families, and our communities with primary care, emergency services, rehabilitation therapy, imaging, lab services, and specialty clinics. As the Spartans compete at the state softball tournament, we're cheering on every player, coach, family, and fan. Best of luck at state from all of us at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Go Spartans!
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and for the second time today, Exira EHK Audubon trails by a couple. Two runs for the Vikings in the fourth to go up 3-1. Spartans tied it in the bottom of the fifth. Two more runs in the top half of this sixth inning for the Vikings. They're on top 5-3, and it is Lucy Stanerson for the Spartans, but we'll get back to the top of the lineups for both teams here before this one's done.
Yeah, absolutely. For the Spartans, they need to get a couple of runners on. The interesting thing is, it's been the middle part of the order for the Vikings that have done things for them. It's been the bottom part of the order that's been the best part of the order for the Spartans here today.
1-1 from Egglesider, up to 12 strikeouts today. She's given up just three hits, all to Riley Miller. And Miller has driven in all of our runs as well for the Spartans. A couple in the fifth, one back in the first. Leading contender to be Culver's player of the game when this one wraps up. The 1-2 at or below the knees near the socks for ball two, and the count's evened up with no outs.
Yeah, Lucy's really swung the bat well. They need a base hit out of her right now.
We're in the bottom of the sixth, just underway with Stanerson, the sophomore third baseman. And she'll take a looking strike three.
Watching too many strikes here today with two strikes. It's not just today, and it's not just the Spartans today. It's been an epidemic between baseball and softball this entire season, the amount of looking strikeouts that I've seen.
One out, Abby Wanzer next. Couple strikeouts swinging for her today. And she'll get her third at bat and takes one up and away, ball one. Trailing by two, it's 5-3. Edco over Exira EHK Audubon, the Spartans and the Vikings in this first game of the 1A state tournament here in Fort Dodge. And ball two across from Egglesider.
And Nick, 5 of the 12 strikeouts for the Spartans today have been looking. They still got a chance here, though. Not out of this one, not a long way.
Wanzer will take the 2-0. And that'll be the first strike from Egglesider on her way to a potential 14th strikeout, sitting at 13 right now. She's got a 2-1 count on Wanzer. 5-3, Spartans trail by a couple. And that's back-to-back strikes looking for Wanzer, hitting 275 this year.
She's refound her groove.
The 2-2 from Egglesider. That's a swinging strike three, back-to-back strikeouts, up to 14 now. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Spartans got a rally in the bottom of the fifth. It began with bases loaded thanks to walks. They had a lot of outs to work with, and they don't have that luxury right now with two outs.
And it started here with Zoe Rasmussen walking to lead off that fifth inning.
Rasmussen
needs to get on.
With a walk and a strikeout today, her first pitch. A high strike. 0-1 the count for Zoe Rasmussen, hitting 209 this year.
And if you're the Vikings right now, Nick, what you're doing is you're counting outs. You're four outs away from advancing here. You're counting outs.
The 0-1, swinging and there's a swinging strike for Rasmussen, 0-2 the count. Again, you win today, you play at 12:45 tomorrow in the winner's half of the bracket. You lose today, you go to the loser's half of the bracket, but can play yourself back in by winning at 10:30 tomorrow morning. 0-2, swinging strike. She strikes out the side, and we are through 6. 5-3, Edgewood-Colesburg over Exira EHK Audubon. Seventh inning is next, and you're listening to KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We're back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth here in Fort Dodge. Motor Inn also bringing you our phone line today. Motor Inn, together let's drive alongside Jeff Blankman. I'm Nick Brink. State softball on 93.7 KKRL right now. Gearing up for Coon Rapids Baird State baseball tonight. Their quarterfinal at 7 o'clock. Pregame coverage at 6:30 with Mason Nealand. And a busy day for Jeff Blankman over on Kick 106.7. But we go to the seventh here. Got to check a lot of boxes if you're the Spartans. Don't give up runs, and then you need at least two.
Yeah, can't give up anything here. You're down two. You're three outs from moving into the loser's bracket, which means you're still alive. And that's what you want. You want to be alive, but you want to be on the front side instead of on the back side. But, I told you here when we went to the break, since they've started these hydration breaks, every time we've taken one, which has been at the end of every inning, it seems like it's changed momentum. So that means the momentum should hopefully be swinging back, hopefully, back over to the Spartan side. But can't give up anything here. And then the other thing is, Nick, either Brennan Ellison or Jordan Mulford have to get on. You don't want two outs going to the top of the order with Taryn Peterson. You want both on if you can. You at least want one of those girls on in the bottom half of the inning when you get to the top part of that order. Riley Miller's got all of their RBIs, but Taryn's only scored once. But it has been the bottom part of that order for the Spartans here today that offensively has kind of been more productive than the top part of the order besides Riley Miller.
Look at the bracket here. Again, our winner today moves on to 12:45 tomorrow. They'll play the winner of West Monona or Southeast Warren. If you lose this game, you play first tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning against the loser of that West Monona and Southeast Warren game. And again, the loser of this game playing at 10:30 tomorrow morning, the winner of that game will play again tomorrow night at 7:30. So if you're Exira EHK, a state championship as the one seed, if you don't win today, you will have to play two games tomorrow and probably two games
at
least on Wednesday.
Yep.
So the path to a championship appearance, much, much easier if you can get through the first seven innings today with the lead.
Yeah, and it's got to start right here. They can't be thinking championship right now. They've got to think survive here and get through this, even though, like, you know, we know it's double elimination now. They need to get a win here because I think it's going to be really tough for anybody, not impossible, but really tough for anybody to come through the bottom side and win a state championship. Having to play two Tuesday, two Wednesday. I know you get Thursday off to rest for Friday, but that's still going to be really tough, especially if the team you're playing plays three games, win to get into that championship round.
Any other year, three wins and you're the state champion. That's 3 days of pitching.
Yep.
You don't account for having to pitch multiple games in one day, so that certainly tilts things to teams that maybe have more pitching depth and things like that. So here we go. The seventh inning about to begin. A couple runs the deficit right now for the Spartans. They need three outs,
and Nick Calissa Reamer is going to be the new hitter here.
So bottom of the order, they're going to bring in a new hitter here, and that is Calissa Reamer, a freshman. Five hits for her this year. She's had 17 at-bats, and she'll get the leadoff spot with her team in the state tournament and a chance to knock off the one seed on the opening day of this double elimination tournament. She fouls it away, 1-1 the count from Miller now to Reamer.
Defense the same right now for the Spartans.
Change up gets her to swing. She's a freshman. So she snookers her there in the count to 1-2.
I almost come back with that. I don't think most people are going to think that she would, but Riley's been really good with that change today. I almost come back with it.
1-2, fouled away. That one, a lot more speed on it. Still a 1-2 count. 5-3 the lead for the Vikings of Edgewood-Colesburg over your Exira EHK Audubon Spartans. We are in the top of the seventh inning. Do or die time here for this opening round matchup.
And Miller's done a nice job adjusting where her rise ball is going to.
There's a changeup liner to second for out number one.
And Aubrey Nelson has been really good defensively. I know talking with some of the assistant coaches that work with the JV team, they really like what they saw for her all JV season long at second base, and that's why she got put into that defensive spot at second base here at the varsity level.
First time we've seen her have to make a play here in this one. That fly out right to her at second base. Again, not batting, but playing second base. Nelson with the nice catch there. Faith Dugan, 0 for 3, and she's hitting over 500 this year, has a team-high 4 home runs. They've had her in check. Here's the 0-1, fouled away for an 0-2 count up and over the net, and that almost hit somebody up in the bleachers not expecting it. He flinched. I would, too, 0-2.
Have you not been hit before, Nick?
No.
No?
I came about 3 feet from getting a foul ball from the other field a little bit earlier,
yeah,
but...
It only stings for a little while. That's what they always told us, right? Only stings for a little while.
I would take it off of me rather than my equipment.
There you go.
I would sacrifice that at least.
Yep.
First ball, 1-2 the count from Miller.
You can tell your kids you got a war wound when you got home, you know.
They're at the age where they like chasing down foul balls when they go to the park. 1-2, there's a changeup, and it just misses outside. Spartan fans don't like it.
Yeah, that one had to have missed inside, and Dugan really had a hard time not swinging at that one.
2-2, Dugan will get the fifth pitch from Miller, and she'll send this one fly ball toward the fence, left field, and that is just in front of the fence. It'll be a stand-up double as that one sent back to Wanzer.
And that's got to be one where people have got to be talking to Abby. She's trying to look up at the ball. Needs to take that off arm and try and feel for the fence. But as Anna's running over there, she's got to be yelling, you got room, you got room, you got room. Because Abby was concerned about running into the fence on that one and kind of lost, you know, where the ball was at. That was a playable ball.
Between the fence and where she's looking, she's staring right back into the sun.
Yep.
Right above our heads. Here's a double with one out. 5-3 still, and now a strike to Ava Hofer.
And Hofer hasn't squared around to bunt yet. She's known as a pretty good bunter. So I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe they try and move that runner, but maybe not.
0-1 for the Vikings. She's going to knock a grounder to Peterson. There's the throw to first in time for out number two, and the runner is at third.
And that does move the runner. And I tell you what, Nick, maybe you don't bunt against the Spartan team. That's what Fremont Mills did so well. And the Spartans completely took them out of their game in that regional final. So maybe, coach thought, hey, this team fields the bunt really well. Let's not try and sack it and move runners that way. Let's move them any other way we can.
No balls, no strikes, two outs. We're getting ready for Rachel Eggleseder. And now Coach Peterson and his infielders will chat here before Eggleseder's fourth at bat of the day. She's grounded out once. She's struck out looking once. She has singled once. But her damage has been done as a pitcher, striking out the side twice today. And she's up to 15 strikeouts on the night, on the day. And they'll chat things over here in the circle.
And if you're Zoe, you can't let anything get past you right now, because that run at third would then score. And like I said, you can't, if you're Edgewood Colesburg, you want an insurance run. If you're the Spartans, you don't want to give one up.
5-3.
Is that the grill I smell, Nick?
I think so.
That's the first time I've smelled it all day. It almost smells like gas.
Well,
like LP gas.
Well, hopefully the burgers and the hot dogs take over here shortly.
Yes.
5-3, your score. The Spartans trailing. They need one more out here. There's a changeup. It'll roll short to Eggleseder, 1-0.
And I think that's the reason why the conference right there, Nick, they're going to try and work her low in the zone maybe, and they just don't want to have a ball get by.
Second pitch, check swing. That's a strike to Eggleseder. So the Spartans looking for one more out, and then the offense needs a couple runs in the bottom of the seventh. Top half right now, 5-3, shot to center. That could have a chance at the fence. Unable to get there. It'll score a run as Larson couldn't get there. 6-3 on the RBI for Eggleseder.
And again, I don't know, and it's a long way. It's loud here. We can't hear. But that one almost looked like nobody was yelling whether or not she had room or not, and she kind of hesitated as she got out there to the fence, and that one hit off of the fence. So, I'm sure that the outfielders are communicating, but now, Nick, you've had back-to-back balls that have been hit to the outfield out there, to the fence pretty much, and you could tell the outfielders were hesitant to make the play.
And so with two outs, they've added a run to their lead. It's 6-3. It's McKenna Hofer's turn. She's 1-for-3. She'll ground one to center field. That'll be a base hit. Back-to-back singles with that courtesy runner in, Josie Deers. She's at second. Two on with two outs. So we talked about needing to check boxes, can't give up runs. That has not happened here. And another courtesy runner in. I believe this will be Kirby, Faith Kirby. So a three-run deficit. That much harder to overcome than a two-run deficit. Any deficit going to the bottom of the seventh is tough.
Can't give up anything else. You just can't.
And with two outs, pitch from Miller. And that's a strike. Coming up in our post-game show, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. The 0-1 to the inside, and it evens up 1-1. We're in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Thanks so much for joining us today in Fort Dodge for our KKRL coverage from the CB Sports Network. And Miller's 1-1. That's in for a strike. 1-2. They need one more strike.
Four of the six runs for the Vikings here today, Nick, have come with two outs.
The only exception, one inning ago, a one-out, two-run homer. The 1-2, there's a swinging strike. So it's a three-run deficit that the Spartans will face when we go to the bottom of the seventh. 6-3, Edgewood, Colesburg. They've got the lead in this first round of the 1A state tournament.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wallach Lumber, with locations in Wallach, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Thanks to Mackey Motors, one of our phone sponsors today. We go to the bottom of the seventh here in Fort Dodge. Day one of the state tournament underway. First game for Class 1A. It is 6-3 and the one seed, Exira EHK Audubon. They are three outs away from falling to the loser's bracket if they can't rally here in the bottom of the seventh, trailing 6-3 to Edgewood Colesburg. And Rachel Eggleseder fires a couple strikes. This one a swing from Brennan Nelson. She's been on with a walk today.
And Nick, you think about it. All three of the runs for the Spartans today came because of a hit by pitch and two walks. Even though Riley Miller's got the base hits to drive him in, he literally had a hit by pitch in the first inning, set up their first run, and back-to-back walks in the fifth inning have set up their other two runs in this game.
The pitching for Rachel Eggleseder, yeah, you mentioned the walks and the hit by pitch, but she's just not letting much get by unless your name's Riley Miller. And here's a pop-up to third and the pitcher, and Eggleseder calls for it, and Nelson flies out. That is one out.
And I mentioned it going into the top of the inning. Jordan Mulford's got to get on here, down three. You don't want two outs with nobody on and trying to start your rally. Not that it's impossible, but it's really difficult.
Bottom of the order, Jordan Mulford, 0-for-2, striking out a couple times today. 6-3 Vikings, bottom of the seventh, pitch to the low side. She'll take it for ball one. Mulford hitting 323 this year. And she is in dire need of hit number 22 for the season. Bottom of the order, one out, a three-run deficit, and she'll send one and a liner right to first. Lauren Kirby has to take a step and a half to her right, and now the Edgewood-Colesburg fans on their feet, one out away from sending Audubon, or the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans to the bottom half of this double elimination format bracket.
There's four girls that can get it done, Nick. It's Peterson, Larson, Miller, and Peterson. They can get it done.
Peterson first. Taryn Peterson with two outs, and she'll foul one away behind us in our Motor Inn broadcast booth. Again, thanks to both of our phone line sponsors today, including Motor Inn and Mackey Motors, and all of our sponsors for bringing you Exira EHK Audubon softball. They're trying to avoid the 10:30 game tomorrow. They want the 12:45 game. Taryn Peterson, fly ball toward the logo in center field. Out number three. They will fall to the loser's bracket. Peterson flies out for out number three, and they do fall in this one. 6-3. So here's what we know. Exira EHK Audubon will have to play tomorrow morning at 10:30. And they will await the loser of the West Monona Southeast Warren game. That is the next game about to happen here on this Fenway Field, sponsored by Iowa Farm Bureau. Your Mackey Motors post-game show is on the way. We will name our Culver's player of the game when we return on 93.7 KKRL. But a first-round upset in this double elimination bracket. Edgewood-Colesburg knocks off Exira EHK Audubon 6-3. We're back with our post-game show next. Thanks for joining us from Fort Dodge on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Great teams aren't built overnight. They're built through hard work, determination, teamwork, and the support of an entire community. Those are the same values they believe in every day at Darrell's Place in Hamlin, and they're proud to stand behind the Spartans as they compete at the state softball tournament. Whether you're gathering with family before the game or catching up afterward, stop in for a famous breaded pork tenderloin, a trip through the salad bar, or a slice of homemade pie. Good luck from our team at Darrell's Place. Go Spartans!
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
A tough loss for Exira EHK Audubon. They came in as the one seed here into the 1A state tournament. They fall to the eight seed Edgewood Colesburg. 6-3 the final score. Double elimination. So the Spartans move on to the loser game tomorrow. The loser of this game and the West Monona Southeast Warren game will face off at 10:30. The winners of the two matchups at 12:45. But now, with this loss, the Spartans will have to play two games tomorrow night if they want to get to Wednesday. They certainly don't want to go 0-2 and be done. But the road to a state championship certainly got tougher, and it was offensively a tough day as Rachel Eggleseder struck out 15, gave up just three hits, all to Riley Miller. She drove in three runs with her three singles. That was it for the offense. Miller did what she could pitching. But Edgewood Colesburg, they just really checked all the boxes here today, and the Spartans come up empty in this opener.
Yeah, you pretty much said it there, Nick. Just offensive woes here today, and too many runs given up with two outs. Chased too many high pitches early when that pitch was not being called a strike. Settled in about the fifth inning and started backing away from that. But those first four innings, only getting the one run, came back. And then give Edgewood Colesburg a lot of credit. You had a girl that had not had a home run all year. She hits two today against one of the best pitchers in the business. So credit Edgewood Colesburg for what they were able to accomplish today. Nick, we'll let you announce the player of the game. I've got a head for post-game interviews.
Good to have you along, Jeff. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. Culver's player of the game now. Celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll, Culver's Welcome to Delicious. Before we get to that again, this is the Mackey Motors postgame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Offensively, Riley Miller, the only one to pick up a hit today. She gets three. She goes 3-for-3 with three RBIs driving in those runs in the first inning and a couple in the fifth. Three-hit day for the Exira EHK Audubon Spartans, a 10-hit performance for Edgewood Colesburg. Nobody committed an error by my count, so the Spartans will play tomorrow morning at 10:30, and Edgewood Colesburg moves on in the winner bracket to play at 12:45 tomorrow. We will have that covered for you tomorrow morning at 10:30, pregame probably closer to 10 o'clock or 10:15 here on 93.7 KKRL. But Riley Miller with three hits today, all three of the Spartan hits. She is your Culver's player of the game. Celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll, Culver's Welcome to Delicious. We've got Coon Rapids Baird baseball tonight on Kick 106.7 with Mason Nealand and Jeff Blankman. They'll take on Moravia at Merchants Park. Pregame coverage around 6:30. Spartans fall in the opener. Edgewood Colesburg moves on, and your Culver's player of the game is Riley Miller. 6-3, the final score. Vikings get the 8-1 upset in game one of this 1A state tournament. Jeff Blankman will have some video interviews posted shortly from our CB Sports Network YouTube. Thanks so much to our phone sponsors today, Mackey Motors and Motor Inn. You've been listening to our live coverage from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive, and that will do it for our Mackey Motors postgame show. We'll be back tomorrow morning for that loser's bracket game at 10:30. Exira EHK Audubon awaits the loser of the West Monona Southeast Warren game. They can play their way back into state championship contention, but it gets much tougher with this loss today, 6-3 to the Vikings. That'll do it for our coverage from the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. For Jeff Blankman, I'm Nick Brink. So long from Fort Dodge. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest.